thanks of God, there are a whole lot of things going on in our world today that are ugly. But one thing I want you to know, that no matter what happens, our God is beautiful and he's awesome. Listen.
The mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Rivers in the sea, they flow
your
love. Yeah. Rivers in the sea, they flow your love.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
That I feel when I call your name. Wish I could express what the heavens proclaim. The power of your majesty can't be contained.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to the Fruit of the Spirit broadcast present Faithtober 2024. And this is our last tonight here, airing out of North Augusta, South Carolina, for our Thankuary 2024. We've been here for the last several nights at 10 p.m., and this is our closing of Thankuary, where we are honoring our Creator. We are sending up thanksgiving unto Him to show Him how much we appreciate Him, how much we just wanted to express our gratitude for Him being who He is. And so we are bringing it to a close tonight. It has been great, and it has been wonderful. And I really believe with all of my heart, God was pleased to know that we would take the time out to just honor Him and give Him some thanksgiving. Amen. Give Him some thanksgiving for the many blessings that He has shown towards us, and all the many blessings that He will, and all the many blessings He's continuing to show towards us. And we just want to be thankful unto Him for His wonderful mercy and His grace as well, and that which He's done through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for us. So tonight is our last night here, and I greet you in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. And I often say, and I will continue to say, that this is the day that the Lord has made. I am choosing to rejoice. I'm choosing to be glad in the day that the Lord God has made. And pray everyone has had a wonderful week and will continue to have wonderful days ahead, and blessed, prosperous days to you. I pray that everything that your hands should go towards or touch or be part of, that it shall prosper. And walk in the victory of being more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. So again, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Sarah Bennett, here out of North Augusta, South Carolina. And we're getting ready to go into prayer. And just before we go into our prayer of thanksgiving, I want to encourage you, if you're not doing anything on Saturdays, we are airing our regular Fruit of the Spirit broadcast at 8 p.m. Standard Time. And we will begin our Integral Woman segment on February the 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. And so, and some of those will be live on Facebook. So please kind of pay attention to the announcements as I'm putting them out. And as well, if you can find me on Facebook, that'll help you know as well the schedule and when I am airing live on Facebook. So God bless you again. And let's pray. Let's just take this time. We're going to just close out. Won't be as long as it was the other couple of nights. So we just want to close it. We want to just feel this time of Thankuary unto the Lord. Thankuary 2024. And I always feel whenever I do prayers and things like that anyway, I always feel it with the prayer of thanksgiving to bring it to a complete close for me. It just lets God know that we're thankful for, and whenever you're thanking Him for something, you believe that He has done it. Amen. And but tonight is thanksgiving unto Him. And so we want to feel it with a prayer of thanks given unto the Lord for just the time that He has strengthened us to be able to be here. And as I stated earlier, just honor Him for who He is. Honor God for who He is. Not petitioning Him for anything, not asking Him for anything, but just honoring Him. Probably not specific as to some of the things that we know that He has done for us. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank You again for this time that You have allowed us to be here in Your presence. We thank You for this moment in time, allowing us to take this moment and take this time to just give You thanksgiving, to honor You and to appreciate You. Thank You for allowing us the strength through the days that we were able to even talk with You and talk about how grateful we have been towards You and how grateful we are for who You are and what You've done and what You've been doing and what You will do for us in our lives. Father, thank You again for that which You've done through Your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, Your unique Son. We can't thank You enough for that plan of salvation and that plan that You had so that You can redeem us back as Your own. Father, thank You for that plan. Thank You for having us on Your mind even before the foundations of the world, before it was even formed in our mother's womb, You had us on Your mind. And even as we entered into the earth, You continued to keep us on Your mind. You continued to protect us, and You continued to be that covering over us. You continued to allow us to walk in a place that we were under the protection of our Creator, of our true and living God that we serve. We thank You because we realize that You are the one who has created us. created us for yourself, because according to your word, all things was made by you, and without you, without anything made, all things was made by you and for you. And Father, we pray and we thank you even in this prayer now for the way you have even created us, that you have created us wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Thank you because we're the very image of you, our Lord God, our Creator. Thank you because we are just grateful that you chose us to even be in such a time as this, that we can be those individuals that can bring glory unto your name. We thank you because you have allowed us up to this point to live. You have allowed us up to this point to be protected and covered. You have allowed us up to this point to be able to walk in your strength and breathe your breath. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Father, we thank you because we realize that without you, we cannot even live. We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't do nothing without you. Without you, there is no us. Without you, there is no strength. Without you, Father, there is no movement. Without you, there is no living. Without you, there is no life. Father, we thank you because you are the very life of us. You're the very life of us. We thank you because you are our light. You are our salvation. We thank you because we don't have trouble. Thank you, Father, because we realize that you are the very one that causes us to be able to communicate. You're the one that the very person that even causes us to be able to form our words. Father, you created the tongue. You created the throat that brings it all together. When I just think about just the stuff that even pertains to the body and how you have strategically put it together, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you because you even allowed me to be able to bend my joints. You allowed us to be able to bend our joints. You're the strength between the bone and the sinew in our bodies, Father. Had it not been for you, that wouldn't even work. And Father, we say thank you. Sometimes we even take for granted the things that we just use on a day-to-day basis. But Father, just thank you where it has been set aside, realizing that there is a time that we really should just honor God. And we just thank you for this time on the Fruit of the Spirit broadcast, that you have allowed us to honor you, to honor your creation. And we appreciate that you would even hear us. We thank you because we understand that your ear is open to the righteous. Father, thank you because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for allowing us this time to even, it's a privilege. It's just a privilege to be able to see you. We get to talk to you. We get to talk with you. We get to conversate with you. It's not that we even have to, but Father, we get to do it. We get to conversate with you, and we are thankful. We are thankful that we get to praise you. We get that opportunity to lift up hands before you and surrender in praise and give you worship. We get to do that. We get to praise. We get to be in your presence. It's an honor to be able to get to be in the Creator's presence. Father, we thank you because we realize that you're the very shepherd of our, hallelujah, you're the very shepherd of our souls. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you now for this time again. We thank you for you taking out of your busy schedule to find pleasure to hear us, to hear some of your own self. Father, and we said thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you, God, for you being that wonderful, excellent God, that excellent God. You're just excellent. There is nothing wrong with you. There is no flaw about you. There is nothing that we have to complain about when it comes to you. And Father, we just thank you for being God. Thank you for being the sovereign God that you are. Thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies towards us. Thank you for your gentleness. Thank you for your corrections. Thank you for your loving convictions. Thank you, hallelujah, that you will have conversation with us and allow us to get that opportunity to hear your voice. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to get to have that opportunity to be able to experience your wisdom and your guidance. Thank you, hallelujah, for shining your light upon us. Thank you that we are a light that we can shine in this dark world because of you. Thank you, Father. It's all because of you that wherever we go, the fact that we are following after you, we're trusting in you, the fact that we believe in you, the fact that we know that you're with us always. You never leave us or forsake us. The fact that you're with us is the only reason that we're able to be that light that can shine. Hallelujah. You're the only reason that we can be that city that cannot be hidden. Thank you, Jesus. You're the only reason. You're the only reason that we can bring life to the atmospheres that we go into. You're the only reason. Hallelujah, because you are life and you are the light. And we thank you for allowing us to be partakers of that, which is you. We thank you. Thank you for the death, the burial, and the resurrection and the power of it that we receive in our life when we receive Jesus the Christ. Thank you because we have that power through the Creator. Thank you, Father, that you have given us a power that's above all other powers. You've given us a power that's greater than any other power. You've given us a power that's stronger than any other power. And it's your Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. Thank you. And we take it not for granted that you have created us. We take it not for granted that you allow us the activities of our limbs. We take it not for granted that you allow us to be able to have all five senses operating properly. We take it not for granted. We take it not for granted because we realize, hallelujah, you're the strength of all those things that we need to have on a regular basis from day to day. You are the very strength of our lives, the very strength of our lives is you. Nobody can strengthen us. Nobody can give us life. Nobody can cause us to be able to move, breathe, see, smell, hear, touch, feel, speak. Nobody except you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah for that. And yet again, we thank you for allowing us this time on the Food the Spirit broadcast as we present it. Thank you, Lord, 2024, in honor of our Creator, in honor of the true and the living God. There is no God that was before you. There is no God that will come after you. You are the only true and the living God. You are the only true and the living God. There is none other. There is none other. And we appreciate you allowing us to experience your presence. Thank you for sharing you with, for sharing you with us. Thank you. And as we leave this broadcast, we pray that we will stay in a mode of gratitude towards you on a regular basis. That thanksgiving will become part of our devotion, part of our commitment unto you. We pray that thanksgiving will become part of our sacrificing unto you. And even when we don't feel like worship, we may not feel like praising always in our heart, showing that gratitude towards you. Thank you again, Father, for being the sweet, kind God that you are and loving us like no other can love us and being that Father that's always there for us. Thank you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your realness in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thanks of God, there are a whole lot of things going on in our world today that are ugly. But one thing I want you to know, that no matter what happens, our God is beautiful and he's awesome. Listen.
Mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Oh,
so amazing I can't explain the love that I feel when I call your name. Wish I could express what the heavens proclaim.